Big event coming up this weekend. Things get rolling for the Sioux Falls Skyforce. And joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line from the Skyforce, our good friend Mike Heineman. Hey, hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Thanks for having us out last week. It was a media day. Got a chance to see a lot of you folks out there and a lot of excitement, especially the offices, you guys. You got new offices. You get to be in the Pentagon now.
Well, we're it's very exciting. Notwithstanding it being our 25th anniversary season, just being able to open in the Pentagon, you know, it's been about 2 years in the making, a lot of anticipation around it, and we're pretty fired up around our office. I think people around town are excited, and the Miami Heat affiliation doesn't hurt at all either. So we're ready for Friday to get here and get going.
What's the biggest change in preparation for a season between prepping to be in the new building at the Pentagon and compared to the arena?
It's been really strange. I mean, we've been doing it the same way for so long, getting ready, going into the arena the past 24 years, that now moving into the Pentagon, just figuring out basically how the building works, you know, getting people in, getting them through, what, you know, where are they going to move, how are they going to move? And those are all still unknowns that we won't know really until Friday. And then not only that, the affiliates with Miami, you know, we're out of the basketball part of our business right now. Miami's handling that, and having them have, you know, total control over that has been nice. It's taken a huge load off our plate that we've been able to just focus on getting in this building and making sure our fans are happy.
I know when I go to Skyforce games, I see you're all over the place, going here, going there. Are you going to be more hands-on now at the Pentagon, or is that not going to change at all?
Oh, we'll be very hands-on here. I mean, obviously, at least for the first part of the season until everyone kind of knows their roles and knows where to go. And, you know, we want to make sure we're not taking anything for granted, and we want people to be, you know, excited about the Pentagon as we are, because we think it's going to be a great facility for us. And once our fans get in here and kind of feel a new era of Skyforce basketball, we want them to be excited about it. And we don't want anything to go wrong. You know, obviously we know there's going to be some growing pains going into a new building, but we want to make it as little as possible.
He's Mike Heineman, Sioux Falls Skyforce, joining us here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. They open up the season Friday and Saturday. Reno comes to town. Familiar face from Reno. Going to be on the sidelines. The former coach of the Skyforce, Joel Abelson. So you'll get a chance to see Joel again this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I just talked with Joel this morning. He's looking forward to coming back and, you know, playing in the Pentagon. It's funny. I said to him, you know, after he got the job in Reno, I said, I told you you'd be coaching in the Pentagon on opening night. So it just worked out. So I'm happy for him. You know, he's got a pretty good situation down there being a one-on-one affiliate with the Kings. So it'll be a good matchup. You know, you never know how teams are going to be. I think we're pretty good, but you never know until you actually play another team in the league. So just the teams fluctuate so much from year to year. We're excited to get on the court against someone else other than just playing against ourselves in practice.
You know, Mike, because the basketball operations, you know, the player development part has been taken out of your hands, how much do you know about the makeup of the team right now in terms of the players and tendencies and what kind of team that they're going to put out there?
I think I know a lot. They've been really good about keeping us involved, you know, keeping us updated on what's going on. I mean, we're obviously not making the decisions, but they still keep us informed of what kind of team we have. And, you know, I've been out to a lot of practices and I've gotten to see us play a couple times, and I feel like we're pretty good. I mean, we're a very professional team, which I like. It seems like we always come out and work hard, and we have a lot of good veterans on our team, which you don't usually have in this league. You know, you have a lot of young guys, but we have a good mix, I would say, of guys. But I think we're going to be a tough team. I think our teams are going to, you know, that we definitely come. I think we're going to come to play every night, and it all starts from the top with the Heat organization. You know, that's how they play every night, and Coach Delaney is—he's definitely instilled that on this team, and I think we're going to be, you know, I think we're going to look a lot like the Heat do.
Coach Delaney, by the way, will be joining us on Thursday here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Training camp started a couple of weeks ago. 17 were on the roster. I see you're down to 13. Any changes today? Mainly, I'm wondering if the kid from Winona State is still on the roster, Grant Johnson.
No, he is no longer with us. He was released actually yesterday. So we're down to 11 right now. We got to get down to 10 by Thursday. So we got the one spot left, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a good, solid team.
All right, tickets still available, certainly. Season tickets for the Skyforce still available. How do folks get a hold of those?
Yeah, if you want to come this weekend, come in and buy tickets now. Obviously, the smaller capacity, we have a couple hundred tickets left for Friday night. So we'd love to fill the place, obviously, for the opening night. You can come to our office or call 332-0605.
I just have a feeling, Mike, that for people that haven't been out there, once they get a taste of what Skyforce basketball is going to be out at the Pentagon, my gut says you're not going to have any problem getting rid of those tickets. I mean, people are going to want to go out there.
I think you're right. That's what we've seen over the summer, is just getting people in the building and seeing seeing their faces when they walk in here, and they become pretty good buyers right after they're in here. So we think once the season starts and people get in here, we're going to have a really successful season in the seats.
All righty. Hey, Mike, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Mike Heineman from the Sioux Falls Skyforce.